These things I command you, in order that you may love one another. Do you want to love? Do you want to love your family, your brothers and sisters, your parents or grandparents? Do you want to love your friends? Do you want to love your enemies? Do you want to love the people you spend most of the time with every day, your coworkers? Do you want to love your spouse or future spouse someday? The Lord gives us some very clear and plain and simple teachings from the Gospel of John that we read in chapter 15. He simply says, remain in me. Remain in me, for without me, you can do nothing. And he gives us this wonderful, beautiful, natural image as a representation of what it means to remain in the Lord. He says, I'm the vine. And we can picture a strong, thick, big, healthy vine as the Lord. And then we can picture branches growing up off of it with beautiful, green, lush leaves and big clusters of dark blue grapes, almost purple, hanging down off of that vine, off of that branch, which is connected to that vine. So let's keep that representative image in our mind, because that's what the Lord wanted us to keep in our mind as he explained here in the Gospel of John what it means to remain in the Lord. So with that representative image of the vine with the branches and the clusters of grapes, of course, those grapes will never grow if the branch itself isn't connected to the vine. The nutrients and the water and everything those branches need to produce grapes come from that vine. If the vine's not connected, it falls down onto the ground, we read, of course, it will dry up and wither and die and never produce any fruit. This is an image that the Lord gives us, a representative image that the Lord gives us of conjunction with the Lord. How a branch is conjoined, connected to, in the vine in order to produce the fruit. And the fruit is the good that comes from the Lord's divine love when we remain with the Lord. And the Lord begins to explain, even in this part of the Gospel of John, the more interior truths that sit so well in this beautiful image of the natural world that the Lord gave us. He continues on saying, if you remain in me, and my sayings remain in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done to you. He says, if you remain in me. That's a choice. He doesn't say, you will remain in me no matter what. He says, if you remain in me. If we choose to be together with the Lord, then what happens? Then his sayings will abide in us. His sayings will remain in us. What he says from his mouth will be in us. And then we'll ask whatever we will, and it will be given, because we're going to be speaking to the Lord about what we know he can give us, which is his love through his word, so that we can bring goodness into the world. Those big, luscious clusters of grapes that hang off the branch that's connected to the vine. So the choice, that's freedom. The choice to remain in the world, in the word, is freedom, to remain in the Lord. And the Lord's sayings remaining in us so that we know what to ask for him so he can provide it, that's reason, that's rationality. Embedded within this simple picture of the vine and the branch producing fruit is the very first law of divine providence. That's why the Lord gives us this image, is so we can see how the first law of divine providence is vital to conjunction with the Lord, to being together with the Lord, just like that branch together with the vine, to bring his divine love into the world through goodness. In divine providence, passage number 92, it says, by means of freedom and rationality, the conjunction of the Lord with man and the reciprocal conjunction of man with the Lord are effected. This simple, beautiful image is a picture of conjunction with the Lord. Through freedom, our choice to remain in the Lord, and through rationality, our ability to think about what the Lord teaches us with our minds so we can make decisions on what to ask him for, and then we will be able to to do it. It's the first law of divine providence sitting right within this beautiful picture of a vine with branches and many, many clusters of grapes from those branches. And it's this conjunction with the Lord that is so central to the message the Lord gives us in his first coming and his second coming, because it is the whole goal of divine providence to be conjoined with the Lord in heaven. And there are passages throughout the whole heavenly doctrine discussing conjunction with the Lord, and let's just take a look at a few of them this morning. True Christian Religion 708 says, "The Lord calls himself the true vine, and those who are engrafted into him, the branches." Engrafted into him. When we approach the Lord and his sayings are in us, it's as if we are engrafted into him, like that branch engrafted into the vine. Heaven and Hell 81, the Lord says, "The angels say that they are in the Lord. And some say that they are in his body," meaning that they are in the good of his love. The Lord is in those grapes, the goodness that comes from his love when we go to him and ask him what we should do, and he tells us and we do it. The Lord is in those actions. And so when the angels who are in those actions all of the time experience that, they know they're in the Lord. The Lord is in them. Apocalypse Explained, number 25, passage 25. "The Lord is present in the goods of love and in the truths of faith, and that they are in us from him. For these goods and truths are the Lord in heaven and in the church. Since the things that proceed from the Lord are not merely his, but the Lord himself." They are the Lord himself. When we produce fruit, it's the Lord himself coming out through us, both in heaven and in the church. And finally, a passage from Heaven and Hell 11, which summarizes it all. "Those that are in heaven and in the church are in the Lord." So on earth, when we follow the Lord's simple directions and remain or abide in him so his sayings can remain or abide in us so that we can think about them and know what to ask him for, we are the church. Anyone, anywhere who is doing that is the Lord's church on earth. And in the other life when you do that, it's heaven. And the first law of divine providence is where this all begins, because if we didn't have the choice to do it freely and didn't have the rational capability to think and understand everything that it is that we freely choose to get from the Lord, we would not be able to be conjoined with him and bring forth fruit, bring his goodness into the world. So today, this afternoon, or even right as you walk out this door, think about who are you going to interact with? Or think about tomorrow or throughout the week, who do you know that you'll be interacting with? Now think about interacting with that person or those people as you remain in the Lord and the Lord's sayings remain in you. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? How are you going to interact with those people? And if we think about that and can think in the future how we'll do it, then we can be taking this the Lord's simple picture of a vine with branches and fruit and using that to remain in the Lord, to take his simple advice on how to love each other. Now, that isn't the only option. There is an alternative, which of course the Lord addresses in the Word as well. The alternative to remaining in the Lord so that he can remain in us and produce fruit, he explains as well. He says, "If anyone remain not in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and they cast them into the fire and they are burned." So perhaps we can think of an occasion when we didn't remain in the Lord, maybe even with those same people. But of course, it's not one choice or the other. When we think about those occasions, the Lord gives us this message of the vine and the branches so that we can go back to him and approach him and bring his sayings into our interactions with each other. And here's one of the most amazing parts of this series of teachings on freedom and rationality, which the Lord, of course, addresses in the Gospel of John 2. The more that we decide to remain with the Lord, and the Lord remain with us, and act with each other as we remain in the Lord, the more it feels like that we're acting from ourselves, when really is the Lord acting from us more and more and more. And there are some beautiful passages in the heavenly doctrine that say celestial angels, the highest angels of heaven, have the most palpable sense of self, even though they are most aware that it is the Lord acting through them all the time. And the Lord addresses this, and we'll finish this morning with how the Lord explains this amazing occurrence when we act freely according to reason to remain with the Lord so he can remain in us. The Lord says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and placed you that you may go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit remain, that whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give to you. These things I command you, in order that you may love one another." Amen.